talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
Here we go. It is a getaway Friday, June the 11th, 2021, 6/11/21, 17 and a half minutes past the hour, and it is time to continue the trivia. Now, we have a lot of people entered from this morning. We have got Jody and Trish and Sarah and Scott and Judy number one and Eva Kalb and Charlene and Judy Summers and John Heimlich and Carolyn Heimlich and Pat Henry and Ed Atkins and Jim Weir. And here we go. We've got some more President Harding trivia. And remember, at the end of this hour, 12:55, we are going to draw a winner. Now, the winner will get their choice of two tickets to Zumbezi Bay, two tickets to the Columbus Zoo, or two tickets to the Wilds. So let's get on with it. President Harding trivia. Okay. What age did President Harding start college? There's the first question. What age did President Harding start college? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What age did President Harding start college? Does anybody know the answer here? Very interesting. What age did President Harding start college? Now, he went to college here in Ohio. I think we covered the college he went to, Ohio Central. But does anybody know the age that President Harding was when he started college? Might be kind of an easy question here. 740-383-9944. You can get in on the competition. 740-383-9944. What age was President Harding when he entered college? Any guesses? 740-383-9944. Now, I thought this would be an easy question to get, but maybe not. Who knows? Go ahead, caller.
14.
14, you have got it. He was 14 when he entered college. I got you in there, Trish. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, President Harding started college a little early. Started at the age of 14. All right, let's move along here to another question on the question rampage today. Harding had many jobs before he got into politics. Now, we know he owned his own newspaper, and we know he was Let's put it that way. What were his other three jobs? Does anybody know that? What other three jobs did President Harding have before he got into the newspaper business? Also, before he was a politician. So before he was a politician or before he got in the newspaper business, what other three jobs did President Harding have? Well, I'll tell you that owning his own newspaper, don't count that one. We got that he owned his own newspaper. But before he was the editor of the Marion Star, what other three jobs did President Harding have? Three other jobs. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, we had some people in an earlier question shooting some of these out. Does anybody know what three jobs President Harding had before he owned his own newspaper? Before he got to the Marion Star, he did three jobs in his life. Does anybody know the three jobs? Then, of course, he owned the Marion Star, he was the editor, and then he became a politician. But does anybody know President Harding's first three jobs in his life? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. This must be a hard one. He had three jobs. Does anybody know what they were before he got in as the editor of the Marion Star? Which, of course, he did by buying that newspaper. But what were President Harding's other three jobs that he had in his life other than owner of the Marion Star and politician? What were President Harding's other three jobs? 740-383-9944. Are we going to get any answers on this one? 22 and a half minutes past the hour. This is a chance for somebody else to get into the competition today. Is somebody else going to get in? Does anybody know? Here we live in the president, or here we live in the presidential Harding City, and we don't know what three jobs he had prior to being editor of the Marion Star. Anybody going to be brave and even take a guess on this one? 740-383-9944. Here we are. We've got a lot of people in the contest here. We've got Jody, Sarah, Scott, Judy number one, Trish, Eva Kalb, Charlene, Judy Summers, John Heimlich, Carolyn Heimlich, Pat Henry, Ed Atkins, Jim Weir. Does anybody know the answer to this one? Or is this a stumper of the day? I don't think we've had this long of a dry spell since we started playing these games this morning. Around, what time was it? 9 o'clock. Does anybody know the three jobs that President Harding had before he became the editor of the Marion Star when he purchased it? President Harding's first three jobs. 740-383-9944. This must not be Googleable. Now, come on, somebody call in and venture a guess. Just give us a guess. Let's see how good you are. These are not, oddball jobs. All three of these jobs still exist. None of them have been done away with. Okay, I'll give you a little bit of a hint here. Now, one of these jobs has to do with the newspaper business. It's not being the editor, but it has to do with the newspaper business. Then you just have to come up with his other two jobs that he had. Any guesses at all? We haven't had one guess on this, and it's been out there now for a few minutes. What jobs did President Harding have prior to becoming the editor of the Marion Star and prior to becoming a politician? Does anybody know what those three jobs were? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, Maybe everybody has gone out for lunch at this particular point. Wow, a President Harding question has stumped people. Here we are in the presidential city of Harding, and a President Harding question hangs us up. Nobody's even willing to venture a guess on this one. Now here, I'm going to read it to you one more time. Harding had many jobs before going into politics. What were those three jobs? And really, before he was the editor of the Marion Star, he had these three jobs. Does anybody know what these three jobs are? 740-383-9944. Nobody has a clue what these jobs are. Oh, my goodness. Well, here comes a brave soul. Somebody's going to place a guess, I guess. Go ahead, caller.
All right, I'm going to take a crack at it. He was a teacher, insurance sales and a journalism.
He was a teacher, and he was an insurance salesman, but now journalism, that can come, what did he do in journalism?
I remember him saying something about, seeing something about journalism when I was doing reports.
Now,
but
did you remember?
I can't remember.
Now, did you remember teacher and insurance salesman from that report?
I remember that, but I remember something about journalism, but I can't exactly remember what it was.
Well, just guess. You're very close. Just guess a job in journalism. You may get it.
An editor?
Not an editor. He became the editor when he bought the Marian Star, but this would have been prior to him buying the Marian Star.
Oh, dear. I'm going to have to think about it more.
Keep thinking.
All right,
we've got about 25 minutes left before we do our drawing. Well, somebody can come in and steal this question now. We've got two of the answers. President Harding had three jobs before he became the editor of the Marian Star. He was a teacher, he was an insurance salesman, and what is the other job? Now, it does have to do with journalism, I will say that, but it's not the editor. He did not become the editor until he bought the Marian Star. So what was President Harding's other job in journalism? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Would the other thing been a news reporter?
He was a news reporter, just a basic reporter. You have got it right. I will get you down here, John, for another chance to win.
Okay.
Thanks, John.
That was the luck of the draw, wasn't it?
It was. Now, did you just give a guess? That was that just a guess on your behalf?
No, I thought maybe. I thought it was news reporter.
Well, he definitely was. He was in. Now, I never knew of him being an insurance salesman.
You know, I didn't remember that either. I remembered a teacher and I remembered a news reporter, but I wasn't. Don't remember him being an insurance salesman.
Apparently, he was one of those door-to-door type of guys.
Yep, sounds like it, Scott.
Well, good luck, John. Thanks for calling.
All right, bye.
All right. Yeah, the three jobs President Harding had before he became the editor of the Marian Star, he was a newspaper reporter, an insurance salesman, and a teacher. All right, John Heimlich's in on that one. Okay, here we go. Let's see here. Okay, President Harding, in my own mind, I think about this as I say it. Now, these are real hobbies, okay? So don't give me any goofball answers. What were President Harding's two favorite hobbies? And I'm not jobs. He had two favorite hobbies. They are popular hobbies. Still today, they are popular hobbies. What were President Harding's two favorite hobbies? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, Charlene, you should know this, because this would have certainly been in that report many, many years ago on Harding. Now, what were President Harding's two favorite hobbies? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Al Simon, Scott, he was a pretty big baseball fan, wasn't he? And he's a fan of sports in general.
He was a baseball fan, but he himself did not really play baseball.
Can I make another guess? Like stamp collecting? Is that maybe it?
Philatelist? No, he was not a stamp collector.
Pulling it out of the blue. Okay, so like following sports, that didn't count, but it is true. I recall he was. Like, didn't he throw out a few first pitches and stuff?
Yeah, I think he played in that game, but there were two that he did all the time. Two hobbies he really had.
Because he was an athlete too in high school, wasn't he? I know this. I'm going off my brain, but I think, and also from our guest who was here a couple weeks ago, that he was kind of an athlete when he was younger, when he was in school.
Yeah, certainly not bad. But no, he had two big hobbies that he played well into the White House years.
Okay, well, I'll maybe call back. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. President Harding's two hobbies are what we're looking for. 740-383-9944. What were President Harding's two hobbies? Does anybody know? Let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
Golf was one of them.
Golf was one of them. You got that right. Do you know the other one?
How about reading?
Not reading. Good guess, though, but definitely he was a... Now, have you read how good a golfer he was?
No, I think he was pretty good, though, from what I just assumed.
Yeah, from what I understand, he was a very good golfer. I don't think the putting green was put in at the White House till Eisenhower, but I understand Harding was a very good golfer.
Yes, I know. If you check the museum, he's got several sets of golf clubs where he did.
You know, have you been over to the new museum?
Oh, yes, and it is beautiful. The museum, it's Smithsonian quality. It is outstanding. It's beautiful.
Now, when you go in the museum, what basically do you see that you wouldn't have seen in the old home?
Well, one of the things that I really appreciate is like you said in the Smithsonian, there's a timeline from the time he was born across the top, and you go from room to room to kind of follow him as he was born and on the different stages of his life. So you can see some of the gifts that people gave him when he was president. I don't know, there's just so many things. You can see Florence Harding's side saddle that she had. There's a lot of interesting things, more than what they could have displayed in the home.
Oh, no.
So it's just amazing.
Now, are they open over there now, like regular hours?
Oh, yes, they are. They're not open on Monday, but they're open at regular hours. You can call Sherry Hall, and she'll be glad to arrange things for you. It's a self-guided tour through the museum. Either Sherry or Shannon Morris will take you, or I know that Brett's there, too, can take you through the Harding home. It's amazing to see Harding home. My wife and I used to give tours for the school kids when they would come through, and it's amazing the change that they did to this and how they would, all the history that they, with wallpaper, they've cut back to see what original wallpaper from 1920. It used to be kind of back where it was in 1891 when the house was first built, when they were first married, but now they restored it to 1920. And they put the addition back on the kitchen. I mean, it's just amazing. People have to go see this.
That's interesting. Well, hey, I thank you for that update. Thanks so much.
Take care. Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye. Yes, well, that's very interesting. I'll have to go do that sometime. That'd be interesting. Let's see here. Well, we've got golf. Yes, he was a golfer, but what is his other hobby? President Harding's two hobbies. We've got one of them. Our caller there helped us out with one. He was an avid golfer, but what was his other hobby? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. President Harding's two hobbies. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, was the other interest playing an instrument?
Not an instrument. Now, did you know that Harding played an instrument?
Early on, one of the tour guides, I just went to visit the Harding home, one of the tour guides said he played an instrument. I forget, I think it was the trumpet, but he played an instrument, at least early on, and I was just curious if that was one of the answers.
You know, no, oddly enough, not a music. I think these were things, you know, and the other thing, once we get it out there, it's kind of interesting, because I wonder if you guys who've been over there recently, I wonder if they make mention of this other thing. Apparently they made mention, do you remember them making mention of the golf?
You know, I don't remember the golf. You would almost think that they would maybe have some of his golf paraphernalia over there, wouldn't you?
You would think. I would say, I was trying to think the other day, now what else was he known for? I mean, he was a president, he was a newspaper man, I wonder if his credentials when he worked at the Marion Star still exist.
Well, they did have a nice little section about the Marion Star over there, but, you know, they really didn't focus too much on that. They were really focused a lot on the campaign of 1920 over there now.
Now, I'll ask the question since I haven't been over there, but do they mention his daughter at all?
You know, I don't think they would have, except somebody on the tour asked specifically about that.
How did they answer about that?
And they said, yes, he did have a a grandson out, or had a daughter rather out of wedlock, and that was about all they said about that.
And keep on moving on the tour.
And they just kept moving on with the tour.
Hey, thanks for the call. That's great.
All right, thanks, Scott.
Bye bye. Nate Redmond calling in. That's funny. I got to make it over there. That's something I haven't done. Now, see, I go around to other places, but I don't do the stuff here in Marion. I don't take the Marion tour. Well, I'm still going to do the bus trip. I thought our bus driver was going to get that approved with the mayor. All right, President Harding's two hobbies. We've got golf. What was his other hobby? Does anybody know? Go ahead, caller.
Was it golf and poker?
It was poker, but I think you're Googling these.
No, actually, I'm not. I just remembered.
Now, I know you're never supposed to have... Now, how old are you?
Me?
Yeah.
I will be 55.
55. So, you remember that Harding played poker?
I remember something about card games. I was going to say fishing, but then I remember that it wasn't fishing. I'm at work. I actually can't even get on the computer.
Well, no, I'm impressed. I mean, I'm so impressed that I can't believe you're not Googling these, because that...
I think I still have my report from school somewhere around.
Well, have you been over to the new museum?
No, I have not. Actually, I lived in one of the houses that they tore down.
Oh, really?
To build the museum. I lived in the great big powder blue one.
Now, did you get some nice dough out of that?
Not really. They just paid off my mortgage, which I was glad to get out from underneath it.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
But, you know,
but then I turned around and bought another house, so I guess it didn't really matter.
Well, no, but you should be giving tours. If you know that President Harding played poker without Googling it, you should be over there giving tours, because I bet you if you go into the Harding home, any of those tour guides, if you said, what were his two hobbies, I bet they wouldn't get the poker one.
Yeah, my mom told me a lot about it, too, because my mom passed away when she was 82. And she told me quite a bit about Harding growing up that she learned from her mother, which my grandmother was 92 when she passed away.
So she would have lived during his era.
Exactly. She can remember standing on the front lawn of the Harding home, giving speeches and listening to him.
You know, I know the Harding people hate when I bring this up, but I still don't understand that, because they say he stood on the porch and gave speeches, and I'm not saying he didn't, but when they say there were hundreds of thousands of people there, he didn't have a microphone. How could anybody hear him?
I know, right? Not unless he had a really loud voice.
Yeah, it didn't make any sense, but who knows?
No.
Who knows?
Yeah. Never know.
Well, I got you in there for another entry. We've only got... we're going to draw here in about 15 minutes.
So all right, thank you.
Stay tuned. Bye-bye. Well, I'm impressed with Charlene there. She's called in a few times this morning. Yes, he was a poker player. I don't know how good a poker player he was, but apparently he was a poker player and a golfer. Those were his hobbies, amongst other things. Well, somebody just shut a horn off. I don't know who that was. Okay. We got a little more Harding trivia here. Let's see here. Have we done this one? I don't remember if we've done this question or not. I got a paper here, and I don't want there to be a duplicate. Yeah, we did that question. So, let's do this. Okay. Okay, Harding died suddenly in his sleep on August the 2nd, 1923, after rumors of illegal behavior among his inner circle, the Teapot Dome scandal, came to light after his death. One of Harding's cabinet members, Albert Fall, took illegal payments in exchange for oil drilling rights on federal lands near what city and state? Now, here's something I like this question, because we all hear about Teapot Dome, but people really have no idea what that was. So here's what it was. One of Harding's cabinet members, Albert Fall, took illegal payments in exchange for oil drilling rights on federal lands near what city and state? There you go. So now you know what Teapot Dome was. 740-383-9944, but where did Teapot Dome take place? Well, I don't know where the money exchanged hands, but where were the drilling rights? What federal land was allowed to be drilled on because of Albert Fall, who was a member of Harding's cabinet. What land was sold down the pike to the drillers? Do you know where that all took place? City and state. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know what city and state Teapot Dome had to do with? We all remember Albert Fall, don't we? Albert B. Fall, a member of Harding's cabinet who took illegal payments in exchange for oil drilling rights on federal lands near what city and state? What city and state was that that Albert B. Fall sold out illegally, which created Teapot Dome, which of course is the biggest scandal, well, the biggest scandal not involving women in the life of President Warren G. Harding. Where did that all take place? Does anybody know? City and state. 740-383-9944. 42 and a half minutes past the hour here on this Getaway Friday. Going to do the big drawing here at, well, what time will it be? We'll do it here at about 55 after. So about 13 minutes. Does anybody know where Teapot Dome, where that, what city and state that all had to do with? Where, what federal lands were sold down the river by Albert B. Fall? Does anybody know? Well, here comes an answer. Maybe this person knows. Go ahead, caller.
In Wyoming.
It was in Wyoming. What city in Wyoming?
Oh, I have the county,
Natrona
County.
You're close. It was Wyoming, but what was the city? We'll keep looking. All right, well, our caller helped us out there. It was in Wyoming. Does anybody know the city that it took place in? The whole Teapot Dome scandal. What was the city? It was in Wyoming. What's the city? Again, I'll read it here again. The Teapot Dome scandal came to light after President Harding's death. One of Harding's cabinet members, Albert B. Fall, took illegal payments in exchange for oil drilling rights on federal lands near what city in Wyoming? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Was it Elk Hills?
Not Elk Hills.
Okay.
Not Elk Hills, Wyoming. We're looking for a city in Wyoming here. The great state of Wyoming. 740-383-9944. The Teapot Dome scandal came to light after President Harding's death. One of Harding's cabinet members, Albert B. Fall, took illegal payments in exchange for oil drilling rights on federal lands near what city in Wyoming? 740-383-9944. And now you certainly know what Teapot Dome was all about. But we don't know what city in Wyoming it all took place in. 740-383-9944. We're down to 10 minutes until our big drawing. Is somebody else going to get in this competition with our other entries? Got quite a few entries here in the competition, which is good. We have about 3 pages of entries. Jody, Trish, Sarah, Scott, Judy, Eva Kalb, Charlene, whole bunch. John Heimlich, Carolyn Heimlich. Go ahead, caller.
Was it Cheyenne?
Not Cheyenne.
Okay.
Not Cheyenne, Wyoming. What city in Wyoming did the whole Teapot Dome scandal occur? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. 46 minutes past the hour. Looking for the city in Wyoming where the Teapot Dome scandal occurred. Where did Albert B. Fall sell this land illegally? Or I don't know if he sold it. Well, he took a bribe, I guess. He took illegal payments to allow drilling rights on this federal land in what city in Wyoming? 740-383-9944. Time just keeps ticking away here. Coming up on 47 minutes past the hour. See, this is how little we know about Teapot Dome, really. We know the name, but I don't think people really know what happened with Teapot Dome. What the whole deal was about. Now, they might remember the name Albert B. Fall, but beyond that, I don't know if people really remember. Certainly don't remember where it happened. What city in Wyoming did this all go down, this scandal, which caused a terrible mess for President Harding, but lucky for him, he had already went on to his reward, passed away, by that particular time. What city in Wyoming did Teapot Dome have to do it with? Go ahead, caller.
Was it Casper?
Not Casper. Good guess, though. Not Casper, Wyoming. Any other cities in Wyoming people want to jump in here with? What city in Wyoming did this whole Teapot Dome scandal take place in? Go ahead, caller.
Was it Sioux Falls?
Not Sioux Falls.
Thank you.
Not Sioux Falls, Wyoming. Coming up on 48 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio Time. Going to do the drawing in about 7 minutes. We can get a couple more entries in here if we get a right answer. What city in Wyoming did the whole Teapot Dome scandal have to do with? Albert B. Fall, one of President Harding's cabinet members, sold the land out. All right, go ahead, caller.
Sinclair.
Not Sinclair, good guess. Not Sinclair, Wyoming. What is this city in Wyoming where the whole Teapot Dome scandal originated? Albert B. Fall took illegal payments in exchange for oil drilling rights on federal land in what city in Wyoming? Everybody, it's going to be burned into people's mind. Go ahead, caller.
I don't think it's there, but Carson City.
Not Carson City. Good guess, though.
Okay.
Not Carson City, Wyoming. Does anybody know this city in Wyoming? Might just have to pull out a map of Wyoming and try to figure this out. Where did Teapot Dome take place? Go ahead, caller.
The only other city I've heard of in Wyoming is Medicine Bow.
Go ahead, caller. It didn't take place in Medicine Bow. Are you surprised?
That was Medicine Bow. That's where the Shiloh Ranch was in Virginia.
Now, aren't you surprised that we all... Now, did you know what Teapot Dome had to do with?
Well, the only thing, yeah, I know what it is, but one time years ago, I watched Archie Bunker, and him and Meathead had an argument about who the worst president we ever had was, and Meathead said, it's Nixon. He said he got the resign office, and Archie says, yeah, you don't know what you're talking about. He says it was that guy that hid the teapots under the dome. He said that Alexander E. Harding, he said. And that was the argument. I thought I'd pass that on.
Thank you.
All I know is what Archie Bunker said.
Well, you know, if he's not right, who is?
Alexander E. Harding, he said, was the worst we ever had.
Thanks for calling.
At any rate, that's all I know. Bye-bye.
All right. Oh, the Archie Bunker. Now, I've never seen that episode of All in the Family. All right. Let's see here. We still don't know. What city in Wyoming did Teapot Dome have to do with? Well, we're down to 5 minutes. Going to do the drawing here in 5 minutes. 740-383-9944. Boy, this one has hung us up. Who knew? And I'm going to repeat this again because I want everybody to know what Teapot Dome was, because I just don't think people do. One of Harding's cabinet members, Albert B. Fall, took some dough. Go ahead, caller.
Did you get the answer?
Nope, not yet.
Was it Laramie?
Not Laramie. Not Laramie, Wyoming. Nope. Harding's cabinet member Albert B. Fall took illegal payments in exchange for oil drilling rights on federal land near what city in Wyoming? Pull out that atlas that you still have in the closet that nobody uses because of GPS and give me a city in Wyoming. I'm surprised this is not Googleable. The Teapot Dome scandal. What city in Wyoming did this all have to do with? Go ahead, caller.
Midwest.
Not Midwest. Not Midwest. What city in Wyoming did this all have to do with? The big Teapot Dome scandal. Coming up on 52 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio Time. I had one more President Harding question, too, I wanted to get to. I don't know if we're going to get to it. We can't get this one answered. What city in Wyoming did the land go flapping out during Teapot Dome? Go ahead, caller.
Jackson, Wyoming.
Not Jackson. Not Jackson, Wyoming. You know, this is kind of funny. I can't give you the hint. Because, oh my, I don't know. Everybody in a moment's going to hit their head and say, what? What? Okay. Go ahead, caller.
Well, it says it was at Teapot Rock, but it was located a few hundred yards east of Highway 259 and 19 miles north of Casper.
Right.
But it doesn't say a city, it just Teapot Rock.
Teapot Rock. Well, yeah, Teapot Rock. Well, that was what the scandal was also known as.
But it says the nearest city was Midwest. So this is a stumper.
Well, it is, but you know, it does have a purpose, if you think about it.
Yeah.
It'll come. It'll come.
Okay. Keep trying.
Keep trying. Okay. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know? What? Let's see here. What's the best way? Okay, here comes an answer. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I come up with either Midwest or Edgerton.
Well, I tell you what, I'll give the hint here. Now, why was it called Teapot Dome?
That it was, the oil reserves were called the Teapot Dome. I think it was on the Indian reservation.
Well, actually, it was Teapot Rock.
Well, there's no, on my map I'm looking at, it's got Teapot Dome just north of Casper, about 15, 20 miles. There's two little towns, Midwest and Edgerton. That's the only towns near it. Bar none, it's north of Casper, it's a suburb of Casper.
Well, I'll tell you what, here's what I'm looking at, and what it says is that Teapot Rock, which is also known as Teapot Dome, is in something county, Natornia,
yeah,
Wyoming.
Natrona. Yeah.
Natrona.
That's where Casper is.
Yeah. So I guess Teapot Dome, which is where it got its name, is the name of that city with that Teapot Rock in
it.
Well,
that's not on the map. The one I'm looking at is the AAA map.
Now think, all this trouble, all
it's
these years...
It's got Teapot Dome in red, like it's a historical site. It's just off Route 259.
Well, I wonder if they changed it.
That could be.
After this whole mess.
It's hard to tell.
Because I wonder, because if you look, if you Google it, it talks about Teapot Rock.
Yeah.
But Dome because what my paper says, it says Harding died suddenly in his sleep on August 2nd, 1923, after rumors of illegal behavior among his inner circle. The Teapot Dome scandal came to light after his death. One of Harding's cabinet members, Albert B. Fall, took illegal payments in exchange for oil drilling rights on federal lands near Dome, Wyoming.
Yeah. Well, it's got to be... It's got to be near where this is marked on the map. It's kind of, it's just south of a little town called Midwest.
Maybe it's a small little place.
And just north of that's Edgerton. And that's like 5-6 miles north of it.
Must be a small little place.
Yep.
Because it says Dome, comma, Wyoming. We'll have to call Wyoming and see if there is such a place.
Well, I'll call the Virginian. He would know.
He would know. Old James Drury.
Yeah, I think he died to it.
He did, didn't he? Yeah. No, he's gone.
Okay. Well, we got that all straight.
We did. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to do one more question before we do the drawing, because that's kind of a throw-out question now. Okay, out of all the presidents, Harding had the biggest what? Now, don't even try. Just give me the right answer here. It's 57 minutes past the hour, and if anybody says anything bad here, I'm throwing this whole competition out, okay? Out of all the presidents, Harding had the biggest what? 740-383-9944. And you better be right, or I'm throwing this whole competition out. I'm going to put my executive teapot dome down and throw this competition right out here. It'll be dirty dancing all over again. What did Harding have the biggest? All right. Go ahead, caller.
I don't know if this is bad or not.
Let's hope not.
I'm going to say feet.
You got it. I was afraid somebody was going to say something else, but yes.
I don't know. Somehow I just remembered this. I don't know that much about him, but I remember that one.
Yes. Now, do you this is not part of the question, but I do have it. Do you remember how big his feet were?
No, I'd say at least 15.
14.
14?
14, size 14. All right, Judy, I got you in. I'm going to do the drawing right now.
Okay, then.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye. Here we go. Yes, he had the biggest feet. Size 14. And you know what they say about feet. Okay. Let's do the drawing here. Da-da-da-da-da. Mix these up real quick. 58 minutes past the hour. Okay. Let's see what we got coming here. Our winner today. We've got a lot of people in this. And it looks like our winner today is, let's shuffle this up a little more. We have got a winner of, okay, let's dig a little deeper here. It is, well, okay, I got my winner here. Well, it's not Judy, it's the first Judy who called in. Not Judy Summers, but it's the first Judy who called in. Now, does anybody know, if you're, first Judy who called in this morning, we're going to have to get your last name. Not Judy Summers, but the other Judy. You have won. Do you want Zumbezi Bay? Do you want Columbus Zoo? Or do you want, the Wilds. Give me a call. 740-383-9944. And you'll be able to pick those up on Monday. Give me a buzz here. 740-383-9944. Judy. Judy number one. Does anybody remember? Gosh, I wish I'd have took your name down. We had more than one Judy in the competition today. Give me a buzz real quick before I go off the air today. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Here we go. Maybe this is our Judy coming down the pike here. Go ahead, caller.
I'm the Judy that won.
All
Judy
right,
Cressup.
Judy Cressup.
Right.
All right, Judy. Which pair of tickets would you like?
Zumbezi Bay.
Zumbezi Bay. Okay, I tell you what, could you get here Monday between 4 and 5?
Pardon me?
Would you be able to pick those up Monday between 4 and 5?
Yes.
Okay, between 4 and 5 Monday, they'll be right here on the desk for you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Judy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Judy Cressup is our big winner today. Two tickets to Zumbezi Bay. And that's all she wrote for today. I'll be back tonight with Angie Evers, 8 to 10. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Well, he's been, I guess I hope he comes back to the state and starts governing. I mean, he really hadn't been here much since July. And the media loves John Kasich. They always have. The people that own the newspapers usually love Republican governors. And he's gotten very little criticism for being out of the state the last 8 months.